What, is it going?
1, 2, 3, clap.
Yes.
So now it's going?
It's been going the whole time, but I just...
Oh, shit.
I just like doing it a couple times just so I have good references, you know?
Mm-mm.
Because it kind of sucks editing on the phone sometimes because there's times I need to do, like, micro adjustments and it's like, fat thumbed it.
How come you don't edit it on a laptop or a computer or something?
Because I don't want to... I don't know. It's just easier doing it on the phone most of the time. And except for those tiny little moments, it's a little tough, but I get it. I match it all up eventually, so.
Dang.
It's just quicker to do it on the phone.
Yeah, screw that. I was going to ask you, would you... Do you think you can shred it on a banjo?
I wish I could shred it on a banjo. I don't think I could. Right now. I'm not good at playing guitars at all. Or any string, like... a strumming, picking instrument like that. I'm learning piano, or I'm trying to learn how to get good at piano, but I could probably shred my fingers on a banjo. I could play it long enough, not sound very good. But I'd wear out my little thingies.
Well, don't you get metal tips
on the banjo? I mean, you could probably get them for everything, but I don't know if you... Yeah, it looks like the... Finger picks, basically?
Yeah, I thought banjos exclusively finger pick thing. I don't know.
Some people don't use finger picks on them. Some people just might use regular picks. Yeah.
On their fingers.
Or just they them tough-ass fingers. And tough-ass just sliding over strings all the time fingers, just cutting your skin into nothingness.
Yeah, pretty much.
Dude, I played that bass for like 5 minutes, and I was like, oof, my thumb hurts.
Did you use a pick? No, you string... You actually
That's not what hurts. It's moving, doing the notes.
So
the strumming doesn't hurt.
Wimpy-ass forearms, is what you're saying?
The fingers, because you're pushing, you have to push down on the strings. That's what hurts, not the strumming. The strumming doesn't hurt. Finger picks probably just make it easier. Picks make it easier, and a finger pick is just taking away. It's just, I don't know. But what hurts is when you're doing the notes, you know, you're sliding with your things pressed down, you're sliding against those strings. Have you felt those strings? They're thick and they're tough and they hurt.
Oh, they're thick?
Especially on a bass.
Yeah.
That lowest note on that thing is like, dude, it's like that big around.
People just hit that like nothing.
Are you still talking about strumming?
Yeah.
The strumming isn't what hurts.
It's your muscles.
It's your fingers that hurt.
Yeah, your finger muscles.
It's just skin.
You just need more finger muscles in there.
I just need callus over them.
Yeah, it's going to suck in there.
But it's never going to get there, because I'm never going to play it. It's got it for looks.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a lie.
You're right.
No, I got too small of hands. I got little bitch hands.
You can still do it.
Nah, that's why the U card for me is for me.
Little tiny girls play big old acoustics. They have tiny hands. You're just not applying your tiny hands well enough.
Yeah, no, that's why I'm going to ukulele.
That's why I'm going to uke, because I don't want to try.
No, it's too hard for me right now, and I like...
The uke's fun for a little bit, but then I just did not. I ended up not liking it.
Well, I don't know. It just seems like something small and nice.
It's way more portable and easier.
Yeah, that's what I want.
A
more portable
stuff
thing.
And
eventually get a case for it. If I get good. If I don't, I'm why bother?
Yeah.
But... Yeah, that'd be nice to play around.
I could see you getting good at the uke. And then you could join my band.
What's your band name?
Dev and the Boys.
Dev and the Boys? Cool, I like it.
Name,
yeah,
it's a pretty good name, dude. Or it could be Dev and the Skis.
No. The Boys sounds better.
Dev and the Boys?
And the Skis, no.
Dev and the Boys featuring the Skis.
So what instruments would you have? You have a uke, and what would you be bringing into this?
I'd be bringing a piano.
In your voice?
Yeah.
Or?
I'd be bringing in, well, if I'm, yeah, I could do vocal things.
Okay.
But
so piano, voice.
But I'd have to do them separately.
Uke. Huh?
I'd have to do them separately.
Really?
Yeah, I can't really like.
You know. Elton John.
I'm gonna have to be good before we do this band.
You know,
Elton
John is like dancing and stuff while singing while playing the piano.
I know, it's wild. I still can't even do regular things staring at the piano, sitting down doing nothing.
True.
I can't even do the regular things. But what I'm trying to learn now, trying to learn that boogie woogie. Mostly just a couple patterns, because, dude, just a boogie woogie pattern brightens your soul.
Is that a song or a type of?
It's like a type of. It's like a genre. It's like a fast pace.
That's cool. That's a cool style name, though. Boogie woogie.
Yeah, yeah. I love but it's it. it's just weird, because, you know, it's like it's offbeat kind of, you know, like it's more jazzy-ish feeling. Mm-hmm. It's more bluesy, so it's like things are kind of off. So it's weird, like learning the new like these new. I'm fucking stumbling over words. Learning these new patterns and shit and these rhythms, it's tough. I'm just sitting there for 30 minutes getting mad, just playing wrong notes, dude. Just,
I mean, with a piano, you can play any song out there, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but I don't want to just learn how to play songs. I want to learn how to, like...
Read it?
I don't want to learn how to read right now. I don't want to learn how to read music. I just want to know how to make good sounds with the piano. I don't want to memorize a song and just know where the keys are. I want to know what all the keys are and what they, like, what I can do with them.
Well, what about your best song?
My best song?
Black Parade.
I just know, it's not my best song. I just know the first part of that song.
Yeah, it's
sick. I know like the first 10 notes.
You destroy. It's great.
I know the first 10 notes of Saria's song. I know the first 10 notes of a lot of things. But that's,
see, both of those songs slap.
Yeah, but that's just like every other... Everyone knows, like, the first thing a person learns on guitar, like a riff, is like Thunderstruck. That's her saying. Like, okay, everyone knows that. Or the purple, whatever, I don't know, purple something.
Since you're such a big shot musician.
Facts.
Do you know what the forbidden rift is?
Oh, fuck.
Do you?
Is it Stairway to Heaven? No.
I guess that's one of them.
Yeah. I don't know the other one.
Smoke on the Water.
That's what that's what I was trying to think of earlier.
Oh, no, I conveniently.
I don't know why I said purple.
Oh, yeah, you actually did almost get it, huh? Isn't it, the band name has purple in it.
Does it?
I swear to God.
Deep Purple?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay, boom. So.
Right on.
There we go. Wow. I was maybe somehow right.
Lyrical, musical Kanye West over here.
Dude, everything I do is a symphony.
Is that what Kanye said?
Yeah, on the podcast with Joe, with old Rogies, Saint Rogies. Shout out MSSP.
I never...
Yeah, it does a crazy podcast. He was like, you know, he was... I don't know if that was pre or post him running for president or in the middle of it. But, you know, he was like, Joe was asking, like, what would you actually do, you know?
Mm-hmm.
He was like, yeah, you know, I teach everyone how to, like, farm and shit and how to take care of themselves, I think, is what he says. He said a couple sensible things, but then a lot of weird things. And that every time he would just have us just keep talking and just talk about gibberish and just be a little autistic. Like, man, I'm just having a symphony right now, man. I make symphonies.
Have you seen his documentary?
No. Is it good?
Oh, dude, yeah.
Is it good?
No, honestly, before I watched it, I was just like, Kanye's crazy. And then I watched it. I'm like, I love Kanye.
But he's still crazy?
Not really. I don't know. You kind of see his side, I guess.
I will say that, I forgot what it's called now. He came out with this, with his newest album, Donda 2.
Who?
Donda 2, Kanye's album.
Oh, okay.
I'm pretty sure he exclusively sold it. Like, you had a, like, it came on a, it kind of looked like a Google Home looking thing. And that's how you played it. But, like, he sent you, what am I trying to say? He sent you, like, a little Google Home. And you know how, like, when I make a track, it's, like, if I'm making a song, I have a bunch of tracks, and mm-hmm. I've edited all of them. He sends you all those tracks, and you can, like, modulate each track. So you can listen to all his songs as they are, or you can add your own effects and chop up and change his songs. You can play music, and you can download any songs you want onto that thing. It'll be poopier, because it's, or I think, or at least it was. But his shit, you know, it's, like, good wave files and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You could just make music with this thing, and it was just a little handheld thing, and it was just crazy. I don't know what it's called. I can't think of what it's called right now, but that is pretty genius of him to do that. And, like, the only way you're gonna listen to that album is if you buy that thing exclusively on that.
Jeez.
But the thing's also fucking cool.
Yeah, I think it sounds like,
but for most people, they're probably not gonna be good with it. I did see one good YouTube guy who actually knew how to fucking use it and just destroyed one of Kanye's songs. It was so good. It was so good.
It was so good.
He remixed it perfect. It was amazing. That's how Kanye wanted people to use it. But I'm sure most people are just, I don't know, using it to fucking, as a paperweight or something, scratch their ass with. I don't know. People aren't geniuses like Ye, dude. Still like me. Yeah. Me and Ye are geniuses, dude.
Jeez. What do you think about a
DJ? Do you want to hear a bar?
Yeah.
Fat hoes are like sloppy joes. They fill me up and then I got to go.
Okay. not your best, but okay.
No, dude, that's a symphony.
What do you think? Facts. What do you think about DJ Khaled?
Greatest producer of all time? Greatest DJ of all time?
That's also Kanye.
Fuck. You're right.
Greatest producer.
I mean, he is a great producer.
Yeah, he is.
We the best. DJ Khaled, he's trash. I don't really care about him. I don't have
like
an opinion.
I don't like him as a person. He doesn't eat pussy. He, I don't know,
That's the only reason why I hate this man.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's all you need to.
Yeah. He's not a real man.
He doesn't own a table.
He does not own a table.
You heard it here first on Talk Block. You're not a real man unless you own a table, a dining room table. And let's clarify, I'm not a real man. I don't own a fucking table. A dining table. I have that table, but I wouldn't call it a dining table.
You could eat on that, though.
I know, but me and Mike talked about this. He was like, no, it doesn't count. It's got to be like a certain size.
Wait, is he the one who brought it up? That you're a real man when you have a dining table?
I don't know how it got brought up. I think I brought it up, but then, like, we made rules for it and shit. I think it may have to be round, too.
It has to be round?
And I think yours is square at your house, isn't it?
No, it's round.
Is it?
Yeah.
Can you confirm?
Yeah.
Is this at your apartment or at your aunt's house?
In my apartment. It's round.
I remember a square.
But it's made out of glass.
Glass may not count. It's kind of womanly.
It's cool and clear.
Yeah, man is.
I mean, the
filled
top.
Filled in and mysterious.
The top is glass and the base or frame, yeah. Whatever, it's metal.
Yeah, men's all wood.
Is that the one out there all wood?
Even the screws are wood.
That'd be sick. It would not last. I don't know. It would last. It would be dead by now.
Oh, God. Yeah, that'd be stupid. That'd be a bad idea.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be horrible, Peter. It'd be horrible.
Is that, what, Mike Tyson?
Be Did it sound like horror?
Kind of.
That'd be horrible. I'm just Mike Tyson.
Yeah, kind of. But, like, I don't know. It's kind of hard to do Mike Tyson.
Yeah, it's not really that hard to do Mike Tyson. You just started talking like this.
actually, I think you got it.
I went to Applebee's with my grandma, and it was really good. I got some chicken tendies. And the waitress looked at me wide, so I fucking punched her in the face. Ba-ding! Stop fucking texting me right now. I'm in a fucking podcast. Jesus Christ. I know I'm the fucking best fucking producer in the world, but fuck. Dude, I didn't know I could do that.
Yeah, I was...
I'm kind of fucked. I'm going to be doing this all day tomorrow. Your Honor, I think this is bullshit.
I don't think Kanye could do that.
I don't think you should doubt my friend Kanye. I think if you do that again, I'm going to have to get out of this chair. I'm not even in a chair. Yeah. But you better call it a chair.
Now
you understand what I'm fucking saying?
Now you're starting to sound like some mob boss.
I'm just Mike Tyson in the mob.
Start talking about clamps and the clamps.
Dude, that was so... That's like one of those standout things from Futurama.
What, that, just the clamps?
That and Snoo Snoo.
No, every time like someone's clamps. Like, get some clamps, I'm like, the clamps! You want these clamps? But yeah, no, Futurama, oh dude, that's like the best thing.
Yeah, that, death by Snoo Snoo, like, Dude, Kiff.
There's something by Bender always says.
You can kiss my shiny metal ass.
No, well, my favorite thing he says is someone's like, Bender, you're so great, or something like that. He's like, shut up, baby, I know it. He just walks off all like cool.
Yeah. Dude, I should rewatch some fucking Futurama. I haven't watched that in forever.
It's on Hulu. Well, I rewatch it every like year at least.
Oh,
I swear.
I pirate all my stuff. Like I'm Johnny Depp. Huh?
You not Hulu?
I probably do, but piracy, it's cool. I support Johnny Depp.
Way easier on Hulu, though, if you have Hulu, than piracy.
Maybe, but...
No, most definitely. But unless, especially if you got no commercial Hulu.
If we do have Hulu, it's probably commercial as fuck.
Really?
But more importantly, you know who Papa Meat is, right? Or Meat Canyon?
The YouTuber?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he made one about the Johnny Depp trial. Like, did he?
Yeah, so the whole time, it's basically Johnny's talking, right? You just disregard everything he says, basically. Because the whole thing is basically Amber Heard just staring at the camera like a retard. Just, with, you know, the stupid way that he drew her.
Mm-hmm.
And then everyone in the crowd, or who's watching the trial, just like, I really hope Johnny wins so we can get another Pirates movie. Yeah, I love him in the Pirates. Hey, are you guys talking about the Pirates? Yeah, Jack Sparrow is so cool. And then in the middle of him giving, like, Johnny's still talking. And in the middle of it, the lady's like, Your Honor, we find Jack Sparrow is innocent. And everyone's like, yes. And the judge is like, you're going to jail forever, bitch. And then Johnny's like, my name's Johnny. And then they're carrying him out. Jack, we're getting pirates. And then he's like, actually, Disney doesn't cast me anymore. I don't work for Disney. But the whole time, they're just like, dude, fuck Johnny. Give me Pirate 6. Give me Pirates of the Caribbean,
dude, 6. I want Pirate 6. I do.
Is there 5 of them?
I think one just recently is about to come out.
I've still never seen one.
Are they good? Pretty good, yeah.
Are they good?
Johnny Depp's pretty sick.
Fuck, I should watch one. I think I was almost going to watch one day, but then I didn't. For some unforeseen reason. Probably got a call from my dad or something. Had to take it. But yeah. I still need to watch it. But yeah, dude, I got some chicken tendies tonight, dude. They were flame.
Yeah, but from where?
From Applebee's.
Fancy, are you?
Yeah, dude, fancy.
Yeah.
Almost went to Aztecas.
Oh, wait. Well, one time, okay, so recently I was chatting with somebody.
Yeah.
And she's like, we should go out and get something to eat. And I was like, okay, yeah, where? And she lives north of me. And so I was like, oh, Applebee's, because it's, you know, it's right there. And she was just like, oh, fancy. I was like, what, really? She's like, oh, it's pretty nice. I was like, okay.
She's probably used to eating McDonald's or something, you know? All her boyfriends taking her out to McDonald's.
She definitely had to be joking, I swear to God.
Applebee's is fancy to some. Well, I mean, dude, it's not that big of a stretch. I think of Wendy's as fancy for some reason.
In fast food sense?
Maybe, I guess. I don't know.
Because Wendy's is kind of fancy.
I mean, Applebee's is basically fast food, right? They got our shit out quick.
I guess it would. Yeah, no, it is all frozen stuff, yeah.
Dude, they got their... fast.
So it is like the bougiest of fast food.
No, it's not the bougiest. It's like,
what's the bougiest fast food?
Oh wait. Are you talking about Applebee's?
I'm talking about like
Wendy's?
No, the bougiest fast food in general.
Oh. I would consider Applebee's that, so yeah, that's pretty bougie. But the bougiest food? One?
Yeah.
Burger King. It's pretty bougie, dude. They're kings. It's royalty.
It's royalty.
It's a royal
come
burger,
in there,
dude.
Bow down.
Yeah, dude, you gotta bow down on that fucking AIDS-ridden floor, dude. Of every Burger King. Every Burger King you walked in has AIDS. How to get there?
The king.
You can add.
The king has AIDS.
Everywhere he goes, just a trail of AIDS, dude. Just king AIDS. Dirty Europeans. He's probably European, right? Burger King?
No, he's American. He's making burgers.
But they know. Kings in America.
Yeah, he's the Burger King. That's basically fuck. American King. What are you talking about?
So he's Donald Trump?
That'd be sick.
Because DT's my king.
He is our Lord and Savior. He's going to win again.
WWE like, DTD.
Shut up.
Dude, it took me way too long to spell that out in my mind. I'm going to rewatch that when I'm editing this and be like, God, I'm stupid.
What would...
That's exactly what I did. I got caught up on the wood for some reason. I was like, that's a W, right? Like, yeah, of course, you fucking idiot.
What else did you think it was H?
I don't know.
A Z?
W-Z-W-D-T-D-W. Yeah. That makes sense, dude.
Oh shit.
So how's it been going in the South?
In the South.
That way you came? Didn't you come from the South side of town?
Today?
Yeah, didn't you drive up here from the South side of town? That's what I was saying. From the South side of town.
From the South side of town? I mean, from work, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, good. I'm glad I know that you that is south of me now.
What are you talking about?
Well, I was gonna do an OL there.
I knew where it was going. I was just like,
I pulled back.
And then you're like, oh, you're south of town. I was like, what?
I don't know. That one felt too openly racist.
Probably was.
It probably was. So that's why I pulled back. It's good. It's good I pulled back.
Yeah.
But now they know what I was going to say. But I didn't say it. You guys are thinking it, so you're the bad people.
Yeah, you're the racist. It's true. It gets that close to the being racist.
I definitely.
And then someone's like.
So I've heard that somewhere. Like that premise. Like,
what?
I don't know who said it. Some comedian was like, some people like say things and like it makes you like think of what they probably meant, and it's like, you're making me a bad person because you're making me think this or something or something like that. But yeah, I made them racist. I'm sorry, guys. I'm sorry, gang.
Everybody's racist now.
Yeah, leave a like and a comment, and then I'll forgive you.
No racism.
I'll forgive the racism, not all the other sins you're probably doing. Have you sinned today?
Have I sinned? Let me think of what's a sin. Give me an example of sins.
Well, do you have any personal sins?
From today?
Yeah, just like something you'd call a sin. Not like a textbook sin. Like something like, oh, well, that probably wasn't good. Got any sins?
Nah, I mean, today I was kind of a perfectionist at my route today. I kind of did everything like, you know, like.
On the dot?
Yeah, I did everything good and fast, so I kind of killed it there. And then, let me think. I know I messed up somewhere, and I got very annoyed at myself.
You messed up on your route? Like you gave someone the wrong mail or something?
No, I made sure of not to do that. I went through every single mailbox and looked at every single name, and if it was not yours, I would just take it back with me. Yeah, it takes a lot, because today I had like 1,200 residences.
God dang.
I read every single one of them.
That's a lot of names.
Yeah. You have to be fast, too. It sucks. But let me think what I did wrong.
Yeah, the government's basically like Jeff Bezos, dude. They're working you like dogs.
No, I don't think I did anything wrong today. Lucky day.
I mean, you came here.
Yeah, I guess. That was a bad decision.
That's your biggest sin, for sure.
Well, no. I came here, and I was about to leave. I was like, I'm so hungry. And I couldn't move. My body was just like, you're hungry. And so I was like, I'm ordering food. And then Mike and Kylie was like, or no, Kylie was like, no, I don't want food. And I was just like, you sure? Like, you're not even a drink? She's like, no, I don't want anything. And I was like, whatever. You know, like,
whatever.
I'll order for myself then. And then Mike rolls up. I'm like, hey, Mike, you want food, right? And he's like, food? I was just like,
yeah.
He's
like, yeah.
And so he ordered food, and then I was like,
Kyle's like, fine, I guess.
No, I brought her. I was like, Kylie, since Mike ordered, now you can order. And she's like, fine. Just like what you said, but I kind of gave her shit. I was like, so now you're ordering, right?
Yeah. So now it's cool now that you someone else did it first?
Because I asked her, I was like, so what'd you eat today? She's like, well, I snacked. I'm like, okay, so yeah, here you order.
Yeah, she just didn't want to get it from you.
What? She paid me. What's the difference?
I don't know. She didn't, because she didn't want nothing from you at all. She didn't even want you to order it, or for it to be on your phone.
But I mean, you and me both know why I ordered it. For that
habanero pepper sauce. Habanero pepper sauce, dude. That's that sweat guaranteed, dude.
Yeah,
sweat on point.
No, one time I was eating them, I was sitting there sweating terribly, and you walk up, and you walk up and you were like, dude, how's that? How are you enjoying any of that?
Dude. Yeah. Wait. Was that in the shop?
How was that LaserWorks?
Yeah, but like, was that in the shop or was that when we were in my car? I think that must have been in the shop.
No, because it was
then
in
the next
car
time
too.
We went in the car. But the next time I ate with you there in the car, because I think that's when they fucked me out of like half my fucking chicken. Like, they give me like zero chicken.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
There was one time they fucked me on chicken. Chicken Max, if you're watching this, you fucked me. This guy got like double the chicken, and we got the same chicken. I'm pretty sure we got the same thing.
Yeah.
Like a quarter pound of chicken or something.
I don't know. It was like a small popcorn chicken or something.
But dude, I look over and this guy's just like, I'm pretty sure I have AC blasting because it's the middle of summer. I'm over here like feeling nice. He's over here literally drenched in sweat. Looks like he's about to pass out. And he's like, dude, this is so fucking good.
Like, he's about, so spicy.
Allah. Yeah, dude, that fucking, but you love spice. You're a spice addict.
Yeah.
That's a tit too spicy for me. You're a few levels above me. I'm always a bit behind you.
Yeah, you're just like Vegeta.
Yeah.
I'm Goku over here. Just always ahead of you at all times. I'm like, no matter what I do, I'm always ahead of you in spice.
No, I'm like Beerus and you're like Whis.
Well, I'll always be ahead of you then.
Yeah.
At least Vegeta has a chance. Yeah, he does. He does. Okay. Don't talk about Vegeta like that.
Goku's the protagonist. He's the main character. He's
narrating. I mean, Gohan was stronger than Goku at one point.
I'm sure Vegeta was stronger than Goku at one point, too. When he was Majin Vegeta, he was probably stronger for like a second. But in the end, Goku's always going to be stronger. But I can't say that for sure about Beerus and Whis, because they're not complete main characters, right? They're not necessary. They could die and the show could keep going on right now.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I like them.
One day Beerus just be like, actually, I'm stronger than you.
I like how Beerus just literally chills at Earth. He's just like, oh, yeah, this is destroying planets, sleeping for thousands of years. No, not anymore. Just literally eating, munching all day until I die.
Dude, I remember when, was there a movie about Beerus and that?
What?
Was there a DBZ movie
about that? Super, yeah.
Is that the one where he, like, slaps Bulma?
Yes.
That, dude, that part got me so hyped.
I know.
That part got me so hyped. Because Vegeta started beating his ass.
He started wrecking him.
Yeah, because no one else had been able to touch
base, him. That's why Vegeta is stronger than Goku. In like on the inside, in his core,
yeah,
he is. He has a lot more determination than Goku does. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like he actually is. Goku is just a fighting machine. He's basically a robot.
Mm-hmm.
Vegeta's like an actual person. Like he does actually like care about his wife and family. Goku doesn't give a shit about Chi Chi. He doesn't give a fuck.
He hates her. He hates her.
Have you seen the Meat Canyon on that?
No.
Goku talking shit on Chi-Chi?
Oh, actually, it's probably.
It's bad.
No, he was never there. He was always dead or training. That's it. He came by with this massive fish that'll last months, and he's like, here you go. Slapped it down. He's like, okay, I'll be back for dinner and lunch and breakfast and sex.
Yeah, he's greedy. He's a privileged white Saiyan, dude. He's a privileged white Saiyan.
No, Vegeta just married like a billionaire. He's just like, ooh, what? I can train actually forever? Nice.
Deal.
I bet you Bulma loves it.
Oh, yeah.
Rock hard body.
Oh.
Like forever. Second strongest on the, like in the universe, probably. Yeah.
Second strongest.
Eventually, it'll be first.
You think so?
I would love it.
That would really be cool. If Vegeta just beat the fuck out of Kakarot. Kakarot! Dude, me and Reese watched the Broly movie whenever, like the newest one.
Yeah. It's pretty good. A while
ago. Dude, what about his dad being a bitch?
Broly's like a dad? Sheep?
Huh?
Like a major sheep or?
Like just the way, like he had that shock collar on him and shit.
Oh, yeah.
It was fucked up.
Oh, that was terrible. But also still staying loyal to Frieza for like 30
sheep,
years.
Sheep.
And I'm just like, dude.
Why did he hate? Oh, yeah, because he said Vegeta was stronger than Broly. Or no, he said King Vegeta said that no way Broly could be stronger. Or he shipped him off because he was too strong or something, right? Like Broly was way stronger.
Yeah.
Or had more potential or whatever because they had that potential test or something.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like, get him out of here.
Yeah, what is that crazy? Just turn him into a fighting machine.
Or like, I think they said like, oh, actually, he's nothing. Or something like that.
No, I think they saw that he was way too strong. And they're like, maybe. Yeah.
Why don't you go over here and train and take care of this planet? Oh, yeah, because they sent him off to that
piece like a monster planet.
Yeah.
And he was wrecking down there, too.
Yeah, and he was, like, eating all the fucking... Or, like, he made friends with that giant worm thing or something.
Yeah. He was destroying.
Yeah, dude, Broly's crazy. Crazy bitch. All he does is yell.
Huh?
All he does is yell.
I mean, yeah, I don't think he talks. Barely. Have you seen Girl Broly?
Girl?
The girl?
Girl Broly?
Yeah.
Is that Girl Broly?
Yeah. Do you know what Super's about? At all?
Oh, I guess like the other universe, Broly, basically?
Yeah, it's okay. A girl.
I haven't seen it. I haven't seen that far into it.
Jeez, you're slacking. You won't even watch Demon Slayer?
Nah.
You won't watch One Piece for me?
Nah.
You won't watch Boruto?
I've watched Boruto.
Are you up to date?
Are you up to date?
Yeah.
Well, I'm pretty close.
So no. And then you
Yeah, so no.
Bitch. The other day I saw a meme, a Naruto meme, and it was Sasuke. He was at his Sharingan. And he was talking about actually, never mind. It's gay?
It's gay? I want to hear it more now, but I'm not going to ask about it because it's too gay, dude.
It was just stupid, funny, I don't know. Never mind, I'm not
ruining it. I also saw a gay Naruto meme, but it related to me. It said, when you see a meme about an anime you're watching that you haven't got to yet, and then it's the first Okage, when he's reanimated. Probably pointing at like the Ten Tails saying, I'll deal with you later. I was like, that's me every time I say anything about any show because I haven't seen that yet, so I'll deal with you later.
Jeez.
Yeah, it was pretty gay, but I was like, relatable. Facts. Because Facebook is horrible for spoiling things with memes.
Oh yeah,
it's riddled.
So how are the cups this week?
They fixed the vent.
Oh, did they fix it?
Mm-hmm.
So what now?
We ran cups.
Now you actually worked?
Yeah. I mean, there wasn't as many cups as I thought there was going to be, though.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I thought there was going to be like a fuck ton since I wasn't going for a little bit, but no.
Oh, dang.
Like, there was just like one shelf, like one top shelf. It's like 7 runs. Like nothing. Yeah, I was like, damn, that's kind of weird.
Yeah, you're sitting over here and like, is it because Tammy left or what?
Well, she was there all day today.
No, like left Lemons.
Oh. Well, I mean, I think we're still with Lemons right now. I think it's in the process of... Yeah, I still gotta actually formally...
Yeah, whatever.
All the legal shit, whatever, you know?
I don't work there anymore. And yeah. All I care about is mail and packages.
All I care about is bulk and canvas. That's my life. That's it.
But did I tell you today I shipped live fish as well?
Yes. You told me that outside. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Do you know what kind of fish they were?
No.
Some goldfish?
It just the sticker was on it. It said live fish. And it was kind of heavy. So I don't know if I had like water. I don't know.
It's probably a shark.
That'd be cool.
Full grown shark, dude?
That'd be awesome.
Baby shark?
Mm-hmm.
Do-do-do.
That'd be fantastic.
That'd be Mr. Fantastic. Do you work tomorrow?
I do not, actually. I finally get a day off. It's great.
Same.
You don't work tomorrow?
Mm-hmm.
Even though your wimpy lasers were down?
Yeah, I mean, it's still... It's not shit.
Jeez.
Yeah.
When is Riverfest? Do you know?
It's like in a week or something, I thought.
Okay, I really want to go. I also want to go to the Little Sweden festival they have every like couple years.
What the fuck is Little Sweden?
There's a town here? There's a town north of here. I forget what it's called. Lindsberg.
Okay.
It's supposed to be Little Sweden.
So they just have like a little like festival?
Yeah, like every couple years or something.
That sounds kind of cool, actually.
Yeah, I really want to go to that. I don't know when it is, if it's this summer or something. I kind of want to go to all these like surrounding festivals in these little towns.
That would be lit.
Yeah. Like they have fairs and stuff. But fairs are expensive, dude.
It can be.
I would go there just to see what's up, but like buying any tickets or writing anything.
I'm just going to go there for the food.
Also, I'm a wimp and cannot do spin rights whatsoever. Like my whole night will be ruined if I even try.
Yeah.
Can you handle spin rights?
I mean, I haven't done one in a while, but I could. I used to be able to. But if I wanted to do something, like, I wouldn't want to do like a spin ride. I'd rather do like a coaster or something. But that's not going to be at a fair.
No, no way. A roller coaster. Oh, jeez.
I mean, they might have like a, like this, like a small, like the Fireball of Death or something. Mm-hmm. I remember that bit being at some small fairs or something. Or like the Bullet, the Silver Bullet. They had that Ness.
What?
They had this thing called the Silver Bullet Ness. I think it was crazy.
Was it a roller coaster?
Nah, you'd like, it was this giant arm and had like a bullet on it, and then it would rotate, but then the bullet would also rotate. So like the arm's going, but then you're also turning while you're turning.
Oh, no way. I'm getting dizzy thinking about that.
That shit scared the fuck out of me when I did that. I was like, oh God!
No, one time at Old Settlers.
Yeah.
I went up on like this ride and it, at the top it stopped, but I got stuck upside down because the seats are supposed to like move.
Yeah.
But I got stuck upside down and I was just up there for a while. They would not move me and I was just like, hey, yo, you know, like I was feeling terrible. And by the time they got me off, and no, actually they just kept it going, right? But my seat was stuck upside down. But so I was like going, it was like, I don't know how to really explain this.
Yeah, yeah.
But I was stuck upside down and did like four loops. And I was telling them,
like, sounds like the zipper or something.
I can't remember. But whenever I got off, you know, I was pissed. And my eyes were just red, like bloodshot red, like just blood red.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was.
You're like, dude, I hate you.
Yeah, it ruined Old Settlers for me the whole time.
I wonder how sketchy those machines were.
Mm-hmm. Probably okay. I don't know. Seems okay.
You think Nash really paid that much money for good machines?
Oh, yeah. Doubt. They paid, what's his name? Yee.
Who?
Yee. What's his name?
Earl?
Dibbles, yes.
Who paid him?
Someone paid him to show up.
At that farm?
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that was just Dane.
So he paid this guy. Did he charge people?
I don't think so. But I think he like knew Dane or something, maybe.
What?
Or something like that. Sick. Yeah. I think something like that happened where like, yeah, cause I didn't pay shit to show up.
What's his real name?
Granger Smith.
That's what I was trying to think about.
Earl Dibble Jr.? Yee yee. Yeah, you were just like yee yee. I was like, who?
Yeah, you knew who I was talking about exactly there. Come on. It just
took me a second, but yeah, that had nothing to do with this.
Oh.
I was actually just thinking about that because me and my grandma were talking about the hospital and how shittily they pay.
Uh-huh.
Cause she was like, yeah, we were talking about, she was like, I was like, so how's Reese, you know, cause uh-huh. he works at the hospital and shit, and she was like, oh, he only works there one day a month now, and he works at like the like DNS now.
Oh, really?
Like, really? She's like, yeah, just not enough money. Then she was telling me how Tyler's mom went to work at like long term care in Jetmore or something.
Uh huh.
Started off at like 16 or something.
Uh huh.
And grandma's like, I don't even make 16. And she's been working at the hospital for 15 years.
Why didn't you just do that? Move up. Screw that. Or
go to Jetmore?
Or talk to them. What did they say?
They won't pay anybody well.
Why?
Because they're cheap fucks.
Are they cheap or they just can't afford it?
Probably just cheap. If Jetmore can afford it, I don't know. And she also said that this other lady, I don't know what she did at the Ness Hospital, but she went to Ransom.
Mm-hmm.
Immediately, like, just paid more. Immediately.
Well, I'll just go to Ransom then. It's even closer than Jetmore.
But do they need people like Grandma? What she does? The house cleaning shit? I don't know.
I mean, everybody needs some.
Maybe they're full.
don't know, but Ness.
Get your shit together. Pay my grandmother well. I will go to Ness and make a scene.
What are you going to do over there?
Dude,
get a DUI?
Yeah. Yeah, dude, I'll get all the DUIs. I'm getting every DUI in the fucking county. I'm taking one for all y'all.
I've only got pulled over 3 times.
Ever?
4 times. And 3 were in 1 day. Did I tell you that?
I think you did.
Yeah, it sucked. I got 3 tickets in 1 day.
That's tough.
Mm-hmm.
Speeding tickets?
Okay, wait. So in the morning before work, when we worked at Paradigm.
Yeah.
Before work, speeding ticket. After work, I was going to drive out of town to visit like an ex.
Yeah.
Speeding ticket. And then I got to the said town, right? Seatbelt ticket. And I was just like, come on, dude. This is messed up.
Wait, so you were driving without a seatbelt on?
At the end, yeah. At the end of the day, I was.
What? You know it's against the law, right?
I mean, yeah, I know now.
You didn't know before?
No, dude.
You didn't?
The ticket, I was like, oh my God.
Officer, I swear I didn't know.
Yeah, that's what I tried telling him. He slapped me and was like, no.
Well, I didn't know I couldn't do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. Put your fucking seatbelt on.
Yeah.
Be safe. Hey, kids. Be safe. Don't be like this fool over here. Risking his life for some puss. Risking a life for the puss.
One time. The one other time I got pulled over wasn't good at all, dude.
Why is that?
Do you know? I think you do know. Okay, I don't want to say names. Cause,
okay.
But a couple friends of mine, we got pulled over and we had...
Oh, half an ounce. Oh, yeah.
We had half an ounce. And Cuff was like, smell weed. And then we're like, fuck. Yeah, you do.
Yeah, you do.
Basically, I didn't say that.
Yeah, you were just like.
And he's like, get out. And we get out. And he's like, can I shoot your car? And I was like, dude, there's this half of something in there, right? And my buddy was just like shaking his head like, yeah, let him. I was like, okay. And he checked his car, and then he's like, look, and pulled out of his pocket. I was like, and then we just chucked it from where we were, and, you know. And it was fine. Nothing. He found nothing. Honestly, there was a beer in my backpack. He didn't care.
He just wanted that weed.
Yeah, that's what he was looking for. He was dead set on it, but he didn't care about the beer. It was like an unopened Bud Light in my backpack.
Yeah, at this point in time, you were like 16, 17?
I was young. No, I don't know.
Maybe 18.
No, I think 16, 17.
Something like that. Yeah. But I remember that because I got called. And I was like, our buddy called someone else first who lived really close. But I'm pretty sure I also got a call. And I was like, dude, go by this guy's house and check the fields. Dude, that's a crazy story. I don't know how that cop didn't see.
Oh, I don't know. I think he was just like tunnel vision. He was just looking. I don't know. Got lucky. I'm saying I got lucky. Ooh. It was my car.
I think it was Timmy Turner, wasn't it?
I don't remember.
Big goofy looking motherfucker.
No, I don't know if it was him. I don't remember.
He got me good once. That cunt. A lot of those fuckers got me good.
Yeah, you got... Wait, did you get...
By Jonathan? Yeah, that piece of shit. Fuck him too. I got one spot.
But in Ness, you got a DUI?
No, that wasn't Ness. That was in Hayes.
And what'd you get in Ness?
Bunch of MIPs, MICs.
How many MIPs did you get?
A couple. Maybe 2, 3.
2, 3? And MICs?
Yeah, they probably went along with the MIP. Probably MIP and MIC, because I was in possession and consuming. You know, I was doing both.
Yeah, true. You, one has to come with the other. Yeah. Especially MIC.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you could have drank all of them and then not have any more.
You could just have them. You're like, no, I was holding it for a friend.
You can't prove I consumed them.
Like, breathe into this. Okay.
No. Let's see. There's once there. It's a lot. More than 3, I'm pretty sure.
Dang.
And then there was once I got caught with green in Ness.
me and a buddy.
Uh-huh.
And I didn't get caught or anything for it, or like in like in legal trouble for it. But when I worked at the store, how you steal so much from Jim?
Dude, you're a bad person.
Dude, I would just walk 30s out into the fucking back by the dump, and then after work, I'd just go get it.
God.
Then one day someone went to take trash out, and they were like, why is this beer? I checked the camera, wasn't there. Like, Devin, you're an idiot. You're fired.
Yeah, I would have fired you so fast.
Little do they know, I was also stealing shit tons of chew.
God damn, dude.
Dude, I was a thief back in the day. Yeah, you know those little beef jerky like sheets of paper that they had at Butterfield's?
Yeah.
I would, and those free magazines, those free auto magazines.
Uh-huh.
I would grab a magazine, and I got a bunch of the fucking meat things, and I would just shove them in the pages.
Oh my God.
Or I'd take a bunch and I'd just shove it in my waistband.
Jeez.
Dude, I would just...
Everybody was doing it, I swear.
Dude, you know those, how the chew was right behind the person?
Yeah.
I would take chew.
How? I don't believe it. You're now, you're just lying. Ask, you have thief valor
somebody.
Right,
no,
now.
No, you can ask somebody. You can ask somebody trustworthy that would tell you the truth, that you know wouldn't lie for me. They'd be like, oh yeah, I forgot about that, but yeah, he did do that. For $2. I risked my life for $2.
It was a bet?
Which, no.
Was it a bet?
No, he just gave me, like, he paid me money to steal it. Because he couldn't buy it.
So he's an accomplice. That's good.
Because he was too young.
Were you too young?
Yeah.
So I just wait like a normal person, dude.
No.
Wait, is chewing tobacco 21 now?
Yep. Every tobacco is 21 now.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So you can go die in war and not have some chewing tobacco?
Or drink, yeah.
That's messed up. They should change the, you know, age to 21 then.
Should.
If that's when you're an adult.
They should. Well, that's not when you're an adult. You're an adult when you're...
25?
Not when you're 18.
When you're 18?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, but you gotta be a good adult to drink and smoke.
People do it anyway. Like, you know? Why not make it legal? Fuck it.
That's the big question for most things.
We drink.
People do it anyway.
We drink so much. Oh, shit.
Yeah, we have a special guest here. It's a little turd.
Laptop turned up?
No, you're good.
No, it just screened out.
I hate when it screens out. It scares me. If I can't see my tracks recording, then I get freaked out. Put a thing on Pegaway.
Yeah.
See you in tu paquete.
Yeah.
What the fuck were you saying?
How you stole for $2?
Oh yeah.
That's a sin right there,
dude.
If you're talking about sins,
dude, I was such a thief.
That
fucking that epic Walmart run that I had, that ended in tragedy.
Oh, I don't want to talk about it.
Yeah, I don't either. But there was an epic run.
No.
But it ended in tragedy.
I don't want to talk about that.
It ended in tragedy.
Stop it. Stop talking about it. Okay. I don't want
to talk. We're not going to talk about it. I'm just letting them know that it ended in tragedy for me.
Yeah, it did.
It was, and it's funny now. Not a good day. But
it's okay. It happens.
Actually, that was a night. But it was actually probably daytime by then.
No, that's okay. It happens.
Yeah, it happens to all of us. We've all experienced that.
Yeah, everybody does.
Speaking of Tyler's mom, she sent me a video the other day that she took it was 9 years ago when me, Tyler and Famil were there. We used to play 21 there all the time, like 21 basketball. And we were trying to move his big-ass basketball goal that's full, like, concrete and shit. Didn't work. But then what was funny is me, Fam, and Tyler used to do this thing. It's called elbow fighting. And Chrissy had a video of this thing. I completely forgot about elbow fighting. You square up with your elbows. You start throwing bows. Only elbows, dude. An elbow to an elbow, it hurts. Elbow on elbow violence, it hurts. It's not good. It's not good. It's not good, folks. Make sure elbows hurt. You used to do kidney shots with elbows, dude. You ever got an elbow to the kidney?
Elbow fighting?
Dude, elbow to the kidney hurts.
That's the craziest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah, but it's better than real fighting, you know?
Cause yeah.
You can't go for the face. It's just elbows. It's just bows. Dude, Famel and Tyler were such babies back in the day. They were tiny. Especially Tyler. He was like this tall. Like 9 years ago. I swear to God. And like he was like this big around. And what's even funnier is
a beast.
Is that bowl cut that he had.
Hey, I rocked the bowl cut. Don't say that.
No, he said it to me because he also sent that video to me because his mom sent it to him first and then he shared it with me and he was like, dude, that bowl cut's iconic. No. He said that bowl. He was like, that fucking bowl cut though. And I was like, dude, don't talk shit on it. That thing's iconic. Yeah, that's why you got puts. And he was like, true.
He said true.
No, he said shit.
It's the greatest thing.
Yeah, but you did have a bowl cut, huh? But that was when you were a baby, though.
That was when
Tyler was rocking in like eighth grade, dude. His mom would walk out with a bowl and just be like, come here. Next kid, come here.
Oh, dang.
Hey, LeMayor, what's the time at?
Oh, I'm not LeMayor. 52.
Well, it's about time to slide into the chatterbait.
Chatterbait.
It's about time to slide into the chat.
That'd be kind of cool.
What a Magnus chatterbait?
What?
I just Magnus? Saw that, so I said that.
What's a Magnus? Oh, that's a Magnus?
Magnus vintage cord organ. Selling it for $3,000 if you want it. Anybody? DM me on chatterbait. My handle is 3269 at butteater. No tokens. Just nudes. Gotta be at least 35 years old, though. Facts. I don't need any more input, thank you. Yeah, and it's been a pretty nice day. Had a... Work was kind of... It was kind of slow. I got sad today for some reason.
Why?
Started thinking about Grandma dying.
Why?
It just happened. I don't know why, dude. I got sad. I got really sad. Like, I started tearing up and shit. I was just doing canvas. I was just stretching canvas. And it must have been, like, a sad song or something. But, like, it made me, like, I was just thinking about, like, what am I going to do when Grandma dies? Is she going to watch over me?
Yeah, she would. What you mean?
I don't know. I just started getting so sad.
I swear you're her favorite. I
dude,
mean, like...
I got so sad. Dude, you know what? Everyone says that, and every time she'll be like, no.
Yeah, she's lying to you.
Like Chandra will always say, like, he's your favorite. She'll say no, and I'm like...
Yeah. Yeah.
Better change that answer. You said what now? No, yeah, dude. I don't know why. But I got fucking depressed. But then... It just happened.
God.
I was literally just stretching.
That's terrible.
I was listening to fucking Greta. I was having a good time.
Were you Greta listening?
I was Greta listening.
What song?
I was listening to Broken Bells.
Is that the new album?
Yeah.
Is that your favorite on that album?
No.
What is
Stardust Chords or Weight of Dreams is my favorite.
Stardust Chords, the one I showed you?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's so good, dude. It's such a good song.
Yeah, it is. So it's good. Great. It's a bang. It's fantastic.
But then it changed to another song. I guess it might have been sad. But it wasn't talking about people dying. It's just sad music was just like, hey, let's think about the most depressing thing you fucking conjure up. Your grandma dead. I'm like, damn, Brain, what are you doing, bro? I don't want to think about that. And then Hannah walked up, and I was like, what's up?
You didn't want to seem like a wimpy game.
Yeah, I was like, I don't have emotions. Get the fuck away from me.
Please leave.
Get away from me. Yeah, dude, but then that passed, and you know, I got over that and started listening to some MU, and that was funny.
I haven't listened to MU in a while.
I listened to MU, because I was on too much MSSP.
That's all I listened to.
I needed a break.
Non-stop. I can't.
I need a little break. I haven't heard the Aussies in a while. I felt bad, so I hopped on them.
Yeah.
And then came home.
Mysterious Universe, try it out. Oh my god.
Mysterious Universe, you can... Is there any of their shits for free now?
Yeah, it is. What do you mean?
I guess it is, yeah.
Is it?
Well, there's the $5 one. Well, Mike was listening before he paid or anything, so it's still
I know,
free.
But
it's still
just free. Look it up on Spotify. It's called Mysterious Universe by
Mysterious Universe.
The Eighth Kind.
By the Eighth Kind.
Yeah, or something like that.
It's Mysterious
Universe. It's great.
It's good. But
it's my favorite one. Second favorite one.
Pop that out. First favorite one. Got out of work, came here, chilled out. You showed up with the baby. We're chilling. Don't look at me like that.
She's sleeping, what you mean?
Dude, those eyes are barely open. Okay, or maybe they're not, but from here, they're open. Oh,
she's,
now.
She's hanging out.
She closed them. But, and then grandma showed up immediately after that, and I was like, oh my God.
What?
Like, you nowhere? Showed up, and then, well, I knew she was coming to town, but I thought she was going to, like, hang out with my aunt.
Uh-huh.
And she was like, hey, where are we eating? And I was like, what?
I didn't know.
What?
I had no idea.
And then she shows up, we're chilling, and then had a good time with her, come back. Did not expect to see you here still. I was like, oh my God, Alexa's still here.
I was just talking to Kylie the whole time.
And then you were like, hey, you want a pod? And I was like, yeah, sure.
Well, I don't work tomorrow, so I'm like, it's probably the best night I'm here.
Yeah.
Because I don't know when I can, dude. Like, you asked me to the other day. I did come over, but stuff kept coming up, and I was like, oh, okay, I'm just leaving. And you were instantly like, yeah, get out of here. You didn't say anything. You're just like, yeah.
No, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, you were
as
just
soon
like,
as you
get
were
out.
Like, I was like, is it the same thing? And you're like, it's the same thing. I was like, yeah, you should get out of here, Skip. Get out of here, Skip.
Yeah. It was just like, you just looked at me with like this sense of understanding. You're like.
Yeah, I was like, yeah, it's not going to work. It's just going to be a hassle. I'll try to make this work.
Go on and get.
If we were going to make it work, it was going to be a hassle.
It would have been
a couple hours later.
Yeah, it'd have been probably long. I don't know. It would have probably been a while.
It'd have been gay, is what we're getting
at. Yeah.
But yeah, literally whenever, it's just fucking pull up. Because like, I thought you were about to be like, okay, well, I'm leaving. But you were like, okay, well, podcast. I'm just like, okay, cool.
Oh, I just asked. I don't know. It didn't seem like too late. I wasn't tired or anything.
Yeah, dude, whenever. This room is always available for podding. This mouth is always talking.
Is it always talking?
Yeah, dude, I think this video is going to look real nice.
Why?
I kept it in at the one time zoom. I usually put it at 0.5, uh-huh. And the quality kind of goes down lower.
Really?
Yeah. Huh. But, it's going to be a nice vid, dude. It's going to be a nice vid. Time to slide into the page?
Yeah, probably.
Got any closing statements?
Catch me delivering mail most days of the week in zip codes 67207, 67226, and 67206. I will be in one of those three pretty much at least 5 days a week, most of the time 6 days a week.
And you'll be the guy with the brown skin and the nice calves?
Oh, yeah, and just look out for monster calves.
Monster calves.
Monster calves. They're defined calves.
Dude, they're nice calves.
And
I spotted his calves from 2 blocks away once.
I usually wear a sweater. Unless it's hot, then I just wear a polster shirt.
Yeah, yeah.
Please bring me water. I drink too much water.
The government's holding out on water?
No, they're not. No, they provide us with so much water, but my cooler can only hold so many. And I just smack them all. And I have to have at least like 2 pops in there because like pop. And you just need something else.
So the government's water. Not going to provide you with a big cooler?
No, I have to provide my own cooler.
Dude, what's wrong with the government?
So where can people catch you at? Spotify?
They can catch me at Spotify. Type in dev. And that, well, what would be the best thing for them to type in? What's the best song?
On Spotify, I type in dev breathe. And then that's when you pop up.
But what would be the best song for them to hear? Because I don't want them to hear breathe
I like Love Hurts. Is that the one? Or is that the...
Everybody wants someone to love.
No. What's the other one?
True Story?
True Story. Yeah, that one. Mm-hmm. Yeah. True Story, Dev, Spotify, Apple?
I'm on every music thing. So Apple, Spotify, Tidal? Amazon, Tidal.
You're on Tidal, too?
Yeah. Every music thing. So yeah. I go through DistroKid, and I have it set up so... Whenever they take on like a new music platform, because mm-hmm. they fucking send out to iHeartRadio, Pandora, Napster. They send out to Napster.
Wasn't Napster illegal?
I guess they fixed their shit up or something. I don't know. I get like 30 cents a month from Napster.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
In total, how much have you gotten paid?
In total, probably like $300.
Really? You made $300 from using music so far?
Yeah, I think so. Something like that.
Dude, that's kind of cool. What? Dang.
Yeah, dude. I spent a lot more than $300, but it's pretty nice to say, hey, I made a little bit of money.
So how much more than $300 have you spent? Not including time, because time is just...
I'm just like money?
Mm-hmm.
A lot.
Over $300?
Oh, yeah. I got crazy. I got this Sweetwater card, this credit card.
Yeah.
And it's super sweet. Like, they give me good deals on it. And mm-hmm. This mic I have right here, when I got it, it's like $900,000.
It was $900,000?
It was $900 or $1,000.
Oh, okay.
It was supposed to be $1,400, but it was like a deal.
So you bought that mic? It's a $900 mic?
It's originally a $1,400
but mic. But it's a $900 mic?
It's $900 to
$1,000. Well, how much is this mic?
$100. That was the first mic I got.
You're giving me this trash?
Dude, that's a nice Samson, dude.
You're giving me this trash? I should have said something like $5,000. Oh yeah, is that where there's super glue on it?
I mean, is Samson a good brand?
I mean, it worked for me. That's what my whole first album was off of. And everything else prior to that.
I mean, obviously your first album wasn't good because you didn't want to perform it live at Kirby's for half an hour. Like, I got you that gig, dude. I'm pissed. Now I'm more mad because you're going there now.
Yeah, but you know what I'm not doing?
What?
A half an hour set.
What are you doing?
A 15-minute set, which I'd also rather do a 10, but the guy's like, do 15.
Yeah, do 15. Do but more. Do an hour.
I don't want to do an hour.
Do a whole album and go home.
That'd be wild.
How long is Breathe? Like 30 minutes?
Probably something like that. But there's some gay songs.
So, Pineapple Pizza, dude, smacks.
Can I skip the gay songs?
No. You got to play them all in order like every artist does.
But, dude, I can't. Dude, there's one song. There's
and then throw two out, songs and then at throw least. Out Pineapple Pizza again as encore.
How about I just take out two songs and I replace them with Pineapple Pizza? So we get three Pineapple Pizzas. We can take out 2012 and we can take out Vibe No More.
Only sell Pineapple Pizzas?
Yeah, just...
only.
I would be there.
We need to end this. All
right. Yeah, because we were talking about catching us later. Okay, catch us later. We're sliding into whatever platform we feel like.
None.
Peace.
It's not going to be anything. Peace. Dude, my mic again, dude?
Again.
Don't do that to me.